Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Rolling Energy. Tonight, we're coming live to you from Butte, Montana, and tonight is a tribute to our military veterans all over the world. We thank you for your service that you have gave this country. Some give all, and we thank each and every single one of you. Tonight, we hoping to unlock the vision and the energy and give you some information about vibration, energy, and frequencies. I would suggest you get a pen and paper because the information is that you're going to receive could be life-changing. Now, I want to give a shout-out to some people, literally, that help us consistently. They basically know who they are. They're partners. Without these fine and wonderful partners, we could not come to you live, literally, from all over the United States like we do. But they help us tremendously. Now, a couple things I want to get out of the way. First, my name is Gary Shaw. I have a little business degree and a little marketing degree. I have built several businesses over the years that exceeded $3 million a year in sales. But this show is not about nothing but information. It has not been evaluated by any government agencies. So we ask you, and we're going to ask you, please, don't ask any medical questions, anything that has to do with medical. Because, again, it has not been evaluated by any government regulatory agency. We are not here to try to diagnose, prevent, talk about any kind of cures. Anything with medical, that is out of the question. Please consult with your medical doctor, your licensed physician. If you're currently taking any kind of medication, don't stop. Consult with them. Bring them on the show. Let them listen. Inform them and give them some education. And the second thing I want to talk about is there will be no discussion of income. Each and every one of you are unique, and each and every one of you are different. Some people will take this and see the vision and see the future. Some people cannot get it wrapped around their head and understand it. And then some people won't even work it. So we don't discuss any kind of income whatsoever. But I want to introduce you to my co-host. He's been a friend of mine for, God, eons and eons. He has been a business partner of mine in multiple ventures. He is kind of a mentor. He actually was a college professor at two major universities in Ohio a few years ago. He has an MBA in business. He, like myself, has built multiple businesses that exceed $3 up to $10 million a year in annual sales. He taught graduate students as well as college students about marketing. He has a speech degree. He has a marketing degree. He has a psychology degree, and he taught business. But what he's known for, more than anything else in the world, this man is he likes to go out into nature. He's a naturist. He has taken more than 1 million people all over the world out into swamps, out into deserts, all around the world, and got them lost and showed them things that they could eat and then brought them back to reality and showed them more the different things. He is a naturist by heart and loves to find weeds and berries and things that you wouldn't normally find, anywhere unless you get out deep into the deserts and the forests and back into the back of the woods and swamps. With that, let's introduce Irv Samuels. Professor Irv, are you here yet?
Good evening.
Good evening. Take her away.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that introduction. And I highly recommend everybody should eat some weeds, incorporate a few. And again, my definition of weeds is very simply anything naturally occurring, naturally growing, without the adulteration of commercial farming practices. So look in your backyard. You know, look around. Learn what you need to. Make sure you don't need any poison ivy berries or any poison oak or any poison sumac or any pig, you know, whatever. Pigweed, I could go on and on, things you don't want to eat. But bottom line is, we're going to talk about something amazing tonight. We're going to talk about the ability to flourish without eating. We're going to talk about the future, which happens to be available to you today, but you probably don't know about it if you're a first-time listener. So let's jump back to about 1900. There was a young man who at that time had come to the United States, a very sharp individual, highly educated. He was a physicist. He was a mechanical and an electrical engineer, but he is best known for being a futurist, kind of like a Nostradamus, but he had more specific technical competence, okay? In fact, he was granted over 1,000 patents. That kind of opens your vision to somebody with extreme abilities. Well, his name was Nikola Tesla. You may have heard of him. If you haven't, please wake up, do some diligence, and begin to learn some of the cool things that he pioneered and that he brought to the world. We're going to talk a lot this evening about quantum resonating energy, which he was pioneering some research and put some theories together related to those subjects in the 20s, 1920s, 100 years ago. It took us a long time to figure out any practical applications of what he was talking about, but you're going to hear about them tonight. And I hope that you not only hear about them, but that you embrace them, because by doing so, you literally will have the opportunity to improve your life dramatically and absolutely make a huge difference in everybody's life that you care about simply by sharing these technologies with others around the world. Well, let's start with a little story. A young man in New Hampshire was invited to the Tesla convention in 2012. And boy, was he thrilled. He was pretty much, as soon as he saw that invitation, he was packing his bags. He was as good as there. That was Mike Hassler from New Hampshire. His father, Rick Hassler, who had recently sold one of his companies after 25 years of extensive business success and development, he sold it as an Inc. 500 company to Kyocera, the huge Japanese international industrial company, for big bucks. And when Rick, the father, was introduced to the fact that his son had been invited to the Tesla convention, he was absolutely honored. However, he had some reservations. Okay, number one, his young son had pretty much had lived a limited exposure experience in New Hampshire and certainly had never been to Germany and didn't speak German. And you know, as a caring father, he was concerned about letting his son just kind of fly over the pond and meet with, and excuse my French, and I say this respectfully, but some of the geekiest minds in the world. And he pretty much said, no, you know, not this year, Mike. And his son, fortunately, was very persistent. You know, he worked on his dad and, you know, absolutely used every imaginable persuasive discussion. And eventually his dad came around and said, yep, Mike, you're right. You need to be there. But there is a catch, and that's I'm going with you. And that was the catch. You know, not a big deal. Father and son, you know, they got along very well. They headed to Germany. They attended all the lectures and all the breakout sessions. And boy, did they get lots of brain swell. They came back to the States after the event. And pretty much for Rick, he pigeonholed everything he heard because it was just crazy science fiction. It was, you know, kind of beam me up, Scotty, right out of Star Trek. Quantum energy, we don't know much about it. And at that time, we knew less about it. And ultimately, certainly wasn't anything that seemed that there might be some practical applications. And Rick even thought maybe within his lifetime, he wasn't sure that there would be practical applications. So with that, he just sort of forgot about it until his son came to him and said, "Dad, I'm ready to do it." And Mike, you know, was excited about doing something. His father said, "Do what?" He said, "You know, develop something practical. Make a difference in this world from that energy stuff that we were hearing so much about." And Rick did a double take, maybe a quadruple take, you know, because he had heard every single word that Mike heard, yet how can Mike have come up with, "I'm going to change the world with that information"? Well, Rick has a lot of confidence in his children, and as a consequence, he said, "Well, if you're serious, Mike, what do you need?" And Mike said, "Just some money, Dad, lots of it." And at that point, he started spelling out the components that make up a state-of-the-art quantum physics laboratory. And his dad said, "That sounds really expensive." Mike said, "A mere pittance compared to what's going to happen when we begin to change the world with some technologies that everybody needs." And Rick, being a sound businessman, he said, "Are you sure, Mike?" And Mike said, "I got it." And that was enough for Rick, gave him the checkbook, and the rest is history. Mike went to work, acquired all the equipment that he needed, and began to do a lot of research, began to work in, you know, research and development in his new laboratory pretty much every waking moment. I mean, he was infatuated. He was focused. He was absolutely, you know, completely intent on solving some mysteries in our world. And it didn't take very long until he came up with an idea that was patentable. And that idea became their first patent. They have since been granted 5 additional patents, and I highly recommend that you get back to the individual who invited you to our show tonight and review the patents. That'll be a good starting point if you're into detail. But whether you do that or not, please take advantage of these technologies. They're all unconditionally guaranteed, and if for any reason you're not perfectly satisfied, you won't have any financial risk. And quite frankly, people are always satisfied if they use these things properly and use them consistently to get maximum benefit. So what was that first patent? Basically, I like to call it a trifecta. It had 3 components. One is that we isolate frequencies, quantum resonating energy frequencies, from any given source. And everything in this world has energy, whether you're looking at some kind of plastic material. My brother, you know, invented some kind of plastics in this world that you may have heard of, Kevlar, Teflon. And they resonate specific frequencies. And ultimately, so does glass. So does, you know, concrete and cobblestone. And so do so many other things that you're familiar with in everyday life, the minerals that you eat, the vitamins that you consume. If you're eating any plants, you know, some people, I like weeds, but some people go to a grocery store and they buy those, you know, pretty much completely worthless as far as nutrition goes, things of quasi-plants, quasi-vegetables, quasi-fruits. But bottom line is they, you know, consume them. Well, now you have the ability to isolate the frequencies from them, and we can do a lot more efficient impact on the body based upon energy than we ever could through, you know, traditional complications of chemical conversion into energy in our bodies. So, second part of the patent is we embed these frequencies into storage devices. And I'm going to call those batteries because we can all relate to batteries holding energy. This is just a little different in that it's quantum resonating energy that is being held within these batteries. And the substrates that they're using are holograms, not your basic holograms. We have, when you look at the food freshness card, study it over. You'll see geometric patterns in it. You'll see layering effects in it. It's an amazing hologram. And we also use carbon fiber. When you look at our earthing card or our pet tags, you'll see that it's not basic carbon fiber. It's really intently striated, layered carbon fibers. Why? Because we want the energy that we embed into these particular batteries to hold without changing or morphing. In the third part of this original patent, and literally the, I'll call it the intensely difficult to understand part or believe part. I guess, you know, we can't do either. Can't understand it, can't believe it initially until you prove it yourself. And once you prove it yourself, whether you understand it or not, you will believe it. And that is, you have the ability, as do plants, as do animals, anything with energy fields, when they come in the proximity, when they come, you know, close to one of these batteries, they enjoy the benefit of the original emanating source of the energy. In other words, you know, they get the same benefit as if they were walking on the earth, if it happens to have earthing frequency embedded in it, or the same frequency that they would enjoy vitamin C or vitamin B, if indeed it's embedded into one of these batteries. And it is so much better than traditional consumption because you don't have to worry about how your body reacts to the chemical composition of the original source. You have allergies to that substance? Don't have allergies to energy. Okay, do you specifically have a problem with maybe one of the fillers or maybe the capsule that something was, you know, put in? Well, there's always that possibility. Maybe you have a slow digestion process or maybe whatever the components are inside some kind of natural substance, you and it just are not very compatible. So you may not get any benefit out of it. You may have just expensive urine. Well, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it? Here, we're going to jump ahead and talk about different, better, more efficient, and safer modalities to improve your life. The first practical application was something that they called a relief patch. This battery looks like a Band-Aid. It's a peel and stick. It holds energy for about 3 days, and it's about 3/4 of an inch in diameter, clear. And all you do is stick it where you need it, wherever you have discomfort, you know, wherever specifically something is not, you know, what you would say working at optimal level. And that could be relief from anxiety and stress, relief from physical discomfort, relief from nausea, indigestion, relief from some kind of tremoring, you know, realities. It goes on and on and on as to the potential applications for this. And again, they're so inexpensive and so effective, you would be crazy not to have lots of them on hand. Going to move on. We have something called nitro. It stimulates the natural nitric oxide production in the body. Back in the last half of the 1990s, there was a physics prize, Nobel Physics Prize, won by a pharmacologist that was pioneering our understanding of how important nitric oxide is within the mammalian body. It's a gas that is produced readily when you're youthful, and as we get older, unfortunately, we don't produce nearly as much. And here's a couple takeaways from that dissertation, the Nobel Peace Prize dissertation. One, it provides significant benefit to the cardiovascular system. Two, it forwards natural vasculation. In other words, it allows your body to more efficiently disseminate nutrients and oxygen to every cell in your body. I hope you heard me say oxygen. The benefit of oxygen, phenomenal. It has so many important functions in the body, but here's a takeaway. And that is, if you have ample amounts of oxygen based upon, you know, possibly upping your readily available amount of nitric oxide in your body, you'll notice much intensified performance and faster recovery. Now, let's think about that. How about when you head into the bedroom, would you like to have maximum performance? How about if you're going to, you know, specifically work on a physical task? Today I was working on a major recycling project with one of my groups. And, boy, I'll tell you, I'm not as young as I used to be, but thanks to nitric oxide, I kept up with everybody else. I mean, there wasn't a problem, and I did some serious physical activity today. And the recovery was phenomenal. You know, after I really exerted myself, I mean, I sat down, and within a couple seconds, I was like, yeah, I sat down enough. Let's go back to it. And that's pretty remarkable for, you know, people that are approaching 70. So bottom line is, please try the nitric oxide. If you're going to do some kind of sporting event, some kind of competition, or even just, you know, you're deciding to ride your bike on the weekend, why not get maximum performance and quick recovery? Moving on, we have an immune modulator. I just came out of a restaurant, and the gal there said, do you have a mask? And I said, no. And do I need one? And she said, well, we could provide it. And I said, well, if you want to provide one, I guess I could put it on, but I believe in immunity. She looked at me, you know, gawked at her, grabbed me through her mask and glasses, and I laugh at that. But bottom line is, immunity is pretty important. And whether you appreciate, you know, the fact that you have a creator design system in your body for existing, for remaining vital and vibrant, and you should do everything you can to mobilize it efficiently. We have a simple immune patch. It has all kinds of really cool frequencies in it, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, coca-cola, licorice root, elderberry, things that we know that are incredibly empowering as far as having your immune system work at more efficient level. So keep them on all the time. I have a little, you know, complication with some allergies, and I'll tell you that when I don't have them on, I'm subject to complication. When I have them on, I'm pretty much bulletproof, 60 feet tall, and ready to take on all the cats in the world. Moving on, we have a battery that is incredibly efficient at guiding your body to resculpting itself. If you've ever thought about dropping a few inches or pounds, now is the time to do it. Why? Because we have something simpler than all the diets and lotions and potions and wraps and, you know, whatever else people have tried over the decades or over the centuries to try to lose weight. Simply stick on these simple batteries near your navel, and there is a specific configuration guided by the instructions that come with the package, and watch what happens. The only complication is, please make sure you drink lots of water with all these batteries, because energy is certainly directly related to hydration in our body. So if you want optimal results, hydrate very efficiently. These burn batteries also guide your body through a natural detox process. Begin to get some of the complications of the air we breathe, the water that we drink, the food we eat, the chemicals that we're exposed to every day. Begin, you know, to allow your body to naturally get them back out. And the burn has frequencies in it that guide it to doing that. And it also has some really, you know, cool frequencies that will make you a better eater. Okay. In other words, it will suppress some of the cravings that you have for things like sugars and soda pop and things that you know are not ideal for your health, and that's an understatement. And as you begin to, you know, kind of realize that you're not craving an entire 2-liter bottle of whatever junk that you normally used to drink, that, you know, just a sip of it might be sufficient, then you could decide, hey, maybe I should drink more water. And it goes on with the wise decisions that you'll begin to make. And watch what happens as your body transforms, as you drop those inches and eventually the pounds. Gaining more lean muscle mass, getting rid of some of that visceral, ugly yellow fat that is so dangerous throughout the body. We have other batteries, and I'm not even going to, you know, talk about them, but we have one for sleep. You can put the dots together there. We have one for, it's called Revive, pretty much anything from the neck on up. We have something called Wow, and you need to experience Wow. If you want extra energy, if you want to get rid of, you know, physical discomfort, anxiety, stress, you want to improve things as far as flexibility goes, if you want more energy, prove the importance of Wow to yourself. It really is a Wow. And now I'm going to talk about three other patented technologies. One is an EMF shield, electromagnetic frequency protection. You need to protect yourself from all the gadgets and gizmos that are all around you. You know, we call it modern convenience. Well, you know, some people looking down, if there were foreign species, you know, from outer smarter planets looking at what we're doing on the Earth, they would say, you know, maybe they think it's convenient, but it's convenient death is ultimately what they are doing. And it's kind of a sad reality that we just, in you know, a modern world with so much technology, that the powers that be, the people that control the financial, you know, kind of hands of the world, don't really care about the consequences. You should take advantage of technology that will give you the ability to protect yourself, your loved ones. Don't take my word for it. We have a little 4-minute video, a couple investigative reporters from Adelaide, Australia, were beckoned to a naturopath's office, you know, basically to take a look at a U.S. manufactured technology that claimed to mitigate the complications of EMF. So they went. They wanted to prove that, you know, another bogus, you know, reality. Those United States people, you know, do that often, marketing people. Well, to their chagrin, they absolutely proved it to themselves how important and how effective this technology is. And in 4 minutes, you'll have all the evidence to make your own decisions. We have another remarkable technology, one of a kind in the world. It's called a food freshness card. And what it does is it mitigates the development of mold, bacteria, and fungi. And ultimately, you have the ability to save tons of money from here on in. All you need to do is acquire this technology. It has so many other applications, but why throw out your hard-earned cash? You know, spinach that goes bad, mushrooms that goes bad, cheese that goes bad, milk, dairy products go bad, leftovers go bad, cut flowers die very rapidly. Why not extend the vibrancy, the freshness, as if they had just been harvested, and enjoy them much, much longer, 50% and more. And the final item I'm going to talk about is something called an earthing card. And it is amazing. It is, you know, the first of its kind in the entire world that specifically has, among other things, the frequencies of the earth embedded into this battery. It's unconditionally guaranteed for a year. It will last much longer. I'm wearing one that's actually 3 years old now, working just as well as it did the day I acquired it. And what does it do? Brings the frequencies of the earth into your energy field continuously. It's like walking barefoot all of the time. It's like, you know, living in a tree, not a tree house, living in a tree, hugging a tree. Not very many people are willing to do that very often, and certainly not consistently. And now with these cards, we have the privilege of enjoying that benefit all the time. Why is that important? Well, when we pass one of these cards to somebody, just momentarily we could demonstrate it improves their strength, their range of motion, their balance. A lot of people begin to experience a calming feeling, a feeling of well-being, mental clarity and focus, more energy. Are any of those things pretty important? And how would you like to maintain them all of the time? And furthermore, this card also has frequencies embedded that mitigate the complications of 3G, 4G, 5G, and even dirty electricity. So, yes, you need to protect yourself by putting EMF shields on all the devices that you own, but, you know, you can't very well go out and put protection on every one of the devices that emits EMF in your neighborhood. Or, you know, as you're traveling through the United States or out of the country, around the world, you know, what are you going to do? Sticker all the towers? Climb up on the power lines and put stickers on them? I don't think that makes a whole lot of sense. And we have a simple solution. Carry the card. With that, I certainly appreciate your time this evening. I hope that I, you know, maybe opened your vision to some curiosity. Again, don't believe, you know, any of this. Prove it. Prove us wrong. Prove us right. But point is, they're all unconditionally guaranteed, so you will have no risk in experiencing the benefits from every one of the batteries that we have available. And related to that, there is a huge opportunity. Again, these are exclusive patented technologies manufactured here in the United States, research and development in the United States, and we have the ability, starting immediately, to join our team of brand partners. As a brand partner, it doesn't cost anything, so there's no financial risk. You have the ability to profit from these exclusive patents. We set up a self-replicated website for you, and as soon as anybody goes to your website, pulls out their debit or credit card, makes a purchase, cha-ching, your register goes off. We've had many brand partners that use the income that they generated to you know, begin to buy the various batteries that we have available. They did it out of earnings instead of out of pocket. There are a lot of people that step forward and buy packages, $999 packages, couple $1,000 packages, or $99 packages, whatever, you know, kind of is perfect for you on your initial experiments, you know, based upon your budget, based upon what benefits you want to enjoy. So if you indeed decide to get a little more serious than just dabbling, you can turn this into a part-time business. And ultimately, you can develop a team, have the ability to get leverage from their sales success, and you'll have the ability to bring in businesses from around the world. You have the ability to bring individuals, corporations, and shortly, non-profit organizations. And it is a phenomenal solution that we have for non-profitable organizations, creating residual fundraising activity for them. Our earthing card and our EMF shields are perfect for fundraising. And again, we're just weeks away from having that opportunity. So all I could say is step up to the plate, become a brand partner, begin to share this information with other people. You don't have to explain anything that I explained this evening. In fact, don't even try. The better that you get at inviting people to this information, we do this show 5 nights a week, every night, same time, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, except for Tuesday and Friday evening. And when you have a guest on, if they're a first-time listener, they get freebies, and so do you. So if you can give our money away, you know, again, those freebies cost money, but it's not out of your pocket. Out of ours. So ultimately, just begin to invite people. If you get good at it, you could certainly develop a very nice part-time income. If you get serious, learn a little more, take a little more action, you could develop full-time income working part-time. And if you catch the vision, if you understand that the whole world is going to be, you know, kind of disseminating most of the solutions that we now go to our doctors for, our pharmacies for, or, you know, in the health and beauty areas of our grocery stores and our box stores and our drug stores in quantum resonating form in the near future? Why not be a pioneer and capitalize and begin to take this to the world? And ultimately, by doing so, you can create any income that you aspire to develop. With that, thank you very much. Do not procrastinate. Get signed up this evening as a brand partner or order some product. And all I can say is you will have a life-altering experience from the very beginning of your exposure to each and every one of these batteries. With that, back to you, Gary.
Thank you, Irv. Thank you so much. Let's do a recap real quick, ladies and gentlemen. First, I hope you understand that what he was talking about, we have the capability of taking anything and can basically put it in a medallion. Two, opportunity for you to invite people to the show and win resonators without spending any money. Comes out of mine and Irv's pocket. Three, your guest will win resonators. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to give away some of those free batteries. So if you are a first-time caller, we have quite a few on here that we don't recognize the phone number. So if you are a first-time caller, please press 1 right now. And Richard is working our radio board. He's going to call out the last 4 digits of your phone number. All we ask you to do is physically say your first name. I'd like to get the idea of the state you're calling from. And most important is the person that invited you to the show. That way we get their name and contact them, and they win some free batteries, and so do you. So with that, Richard, do you have anyone that's actually pressed 1 just yet?
Last 4 digits, 7100, 7100, your mic is alive. Go ahead.
Hey there, it's Christian, and I'm in Ashland, Oregon, actually. I was invited by Sarah Ellenson, and
great.
I don't have any particular question. I just love what you guys are all about, and I'd probably like to become one of the reps or whatever you call them. Want to keep learning
partner.
More about it. But I'm, yeah, partner.
Greg, get back with Sarah and ask her for a couple of the videos. And then if you got a pen and paper, I'm going to give you a website. I want you to go to this website and fill out and just read it all, and then scroll down to the bottom, and then there's a box down there, and then scroll back up a little bit, and there's just a plain box. Just read it carefully. Put in Sarah's name and put all right in that little box everything that you're interested in, and click submit. And if you see it says submitted successfully, then we will receive it. If you don't get that message, we won't receive you. We won't receive it, so we won't know that you filled it out. But it's quantumsolutionsnow.info, and we can text that to you after we're at the end of the show. But if you'll write it down, quantumsolutionsnow.info, I'll have Richard text it to you at the end of the show. And you just read it carefully. It'll pop up and say Irv Samuels, and then just slowly but surely read it all the way through. And then go, after you read it all, then go back and check and go back and write in what all that you're it would be interested in knowing
yeah,
more about.
That one.
And make sure you put Sarah's name in there.
I will. Yes. Thanks,
and then
thanks,
get with
nice
Sarah
feeling.
After the show's over. Yes, get with Sarah after the show's over. Messenger or text her and tell her you'd like to have more information. And thanks for tuning in tonight, Chris. Thank you.
Yeah.
Come back more often. If you come back Wednesday and Thursday night and bring some guests, instead of you getting 3 resonators, you come back Wednesday and Thursday night and you bring 4 guests that says Chris invited me, we'll bump that up to 12 resonators and give you an EMF shield.
Sounds great. What are resonators? by the way. I didn't remember him mentioning that word resonated
well,
to
we
what?
We call we they're batteries. We call them batteries. They're a little bit they're about the size of a nickel, and they're clear holograms. We just call them resonators. He likes to call them a battery because if people can understand what a battery is, it holds energy.
Right.
And what it does, it resonates the frequencies into your body.
The website described the kind of the engineering behind it and all that, like how they're created and all that.
That's it's all manufactured here in the USA.
Say that again.
Everything's manufactured and done right here in the USA.
Yeah, I was just wondering if it showed, does the website describe the technology behind these batteries?
No, the patents will give you a little bit. If we were to put all that out there, somebody else could learn how to reproduce what we do. It's proprietary.
Right. No, I understand that. Well, I'll go check it out, so I'm sure I'll get to understand a lot.
No problem. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Christian. Okay, 3139. 3139. I'm going to open up your line right now.
Hi, back that's Marcia.
Hello, Marcia.
Hello.
Hey,
go
Marcia.
Ahead, Gary.
Hi. Hi there.
How are you? Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm near Youngstown in Warren, Ohio.
Oh, you're up around Herb's area. Now, who invited you tonight?
Mark Andio.
Mark did. Great. What did you learn or what did you think? Was there any particular thing that kind of stuck out to you? Or what did you think about what you heard?
Honestly, I'm totally blown away. I'm fascinated. You guys have my attention. My daughter is a naturopathy, and she talked about a lot of the things that Mark was talking about, and I watched a YouTube thing this afternoon with doctor from France, and a lot of what she said
Dr.
I
Marie.
Hear my daughter say all the time. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Dr. Marie, she is
yes.
wonderful. You ought to go back on there and look for the one from Dr. Lee. She is a world-renowned class. She is a naturopathic, a homeopathic energy healer, and her name is Dr. Lee. And then find one from Tim Coleman from California. He is also a quantum energy healer, and you will be blown away. And then introduce it to your daughter.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I already gave the information to my daughter today. She has studied with people around the world, and so she is.
Good.
I'm just excited. I'm just telling you, I'm very excited.
Well, write down quantumsolutionsnow.info, and
yes.
It'll pop up Herb Samuels. Slowly read it all and go out and read all of it to the bottom. And then once you read it, go back and look at the box and write in everything that you would like to know some information about. And make sure you put Mark's first and last name in the box. And then start watching some videos, and we'll get you some free little batteries put in the mail. And if you come back Wednesday or Thursday night, and if you'll bring four people just to listen to hear what you've heard, we will bump your three up to 12, and we will give you an EMF shield for your phone.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
Great. Looking forward to hearing you, and we're here every night except Tuesday and Friday night at the same time.
Yes, okay, great.
Great. Welcome, and thank you for coming on board. Don't be a stranger. Come back often.
Yes, thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Great.
Thank you, Marshall.
All right, Richard.
what we're looking for now is some testimonials from brand partners. If you'd like to share one of your stories here, please press 1.
Anyone?
No one's pressing 1 yet.
Press 1. Well, I'll start off. A couple of weeks ago, I was in Yakima, Washington, and I ate off one of them little bitty trucks, and it upset my stomach. I think I got food poisoning. I forgot about the food freshness card because I was throwing up, dry heaving, and time that got through, running its course about 1 or 2 hours, I was running to the bathroom, and I remembered I was just, I was so kind of just sick. I reached and grabbed my Wow, I reached and grabbed a Nitro and a Relief. I stuck them on the bottom part of my stomach, and I was able to calm down a little bit. And I laid down on the food freshness cart, and I fell asleep for about 4.5 hours. And when I woke up, I didn't have no stomach issues. It calmed me down enough, and the upsetness went away. The burn, a year ago, I started on the burn in February, and I mixed the burn with CBD. And 12 years ago, for those of you who don't know, I own a trucking company, and 12 years ago, I had to make basically a split-second decision. A lady with 2 little small kids run a red light. I was loaded with over 40-something thousand pounds, basically of carpet and flooring and tile, literally 80,000 pounds with the whole thing. And at 80,000 pounds running almost 70 miles an hour, if I'd T-boned her, it would have killed her and her 2 kids. So I made the split-second decision to jerk my wheel to the right, and when I did, that carpet and tile, because it's basically loaded from floor to the ceiling, when I jerked the trailer, that carpet and everything turned went to the right, and it tilted my trailer over and got it up on, basically got the wheels off the ground. I missed her by about 6 inches. And there was nowhere to go but into a telephone pole. And I went through the telephone pole into an abandoned building and rolled on my side and was sliding. About 35 yards later, I slid down an embankment, about an 8 to 10-foot little embankment. And all that weight come crashing into my cab of my truck. Literally broke almost everything on my right side. And I swelled up because my wife basically at that time, of course, I had a $1 million insurance policy, and I think she was, the old saying in the country is you fatten them up for the kill. I went from 170, 175 pounds to about 370, 375 pounds literally within a year. And had all kinds of health issues at that point. And doctor told me in January that I was going to lose my medical license if I didn't start dropping weight. And I got a hold of these burns and started the burn, started drinking a lot of water. I divided my body weight by 2, and I started literally drinking. I raised mine up to where I was doing 200 ounces of water, and that's still my goal to this day, is try to drink 200 ounces of water. And I hated water, absolutely hated water. But now that's all I drink because I energize that water with the earthing card and the food freshness card, and it just, my insides almost want to tell me thank you. And when I put the burn on, I put 3 burn around my stomach and a CBD on the bottom part of my stomach, the inches just started melting off. I went from a size 56 pair of dress pants and jeans, I'm down into a 44 now. The energy, wearing the immunity and wearing the Nitro all the medallions and batteries, I literally feel, I'm 62 now, I literally feel like I'm back in my 20s and 25s. I have tons and tons of energy. with a 90-day money-back guarantee on the peel and stick and a one-year literally on the food freshness card and on the earthing card, that means no risk, none. So, you know, try it. Try to prove Irv and I wrong that they don't work. You know, try to prove to us that they don't work. I think you'll become amazed and you'll become a believer like we are. They absolutely work. So press one. I'd like to hear another testimonial. There's one more if we don't have anybody, Richard.
8421, Pam, you're on.
Hello. What a great call.
Well, there's our super. Where have you been?
Oh, I've been a little busy, but I'm now officially retired from child welfare. And it took a little bit to process through that. So, but I'm back and ready and raring to go. We have quite a few people interested, but I have a question for you guys. So I have a husband and wife that come into the store often, and I was telling them how much better I feel with the EMF shield in my phone. And so we muscle tested, and, well, this was the wife that day. She didn't have any response with the one she has now and ours. So I said, well, you know, pay attention, because she bought one. I said, pay attention to how you feel. Like when I put mine in my phone, I notice right away I don't get as hot. I don't feel the heat. I don't feel the agitation. And I'm on the phone a lot. So that was significant for me. So anyway, she came back into the store today, and she said she had tried all that on her husband, and he doesn't notice any difference either. So I'm wondering, what am I missing? Do you guys have any suggestions?
Well, it could be a blockage. Everybody is different and unique, but, you know, Irv, you got any idea with that?
Okay, first of all, did you show them the Adelaide piece so they understood that whether they feel the fact that their brain is not being impacted with EMF, you know, with the temperature rise, that's a fact.
Yeah.
It is definitely mitigating 93% of the temperature rise. Okay, number two, and I haven't seen it fail yet. You know, a combination of usually the balance test is the one that I find best related to EMF, the damaging impact of EMF. And you could do it with, you know, different phones, you know, quite frankly. If you happen to have a phone that's not protected and they, you know, basically do their pioneering balance with that phone, you know, they'll be pretty – you know, pretty wimpy. I mean, their balance would be terrible in comparison to as soon as they hold an EMF shield with that phone, there usually is a dramatic difference. Balance is, you know, one of the great ways of demonstrating what the negative impact of EMF is.
Perfect. Thank you. I knew there was something I was missing, and the video would be the perfect thing. So I guess that's my agenda now that I'm in my store full time, is to get that up where I can show that to people while they're there, and I can send that to them as a follow-up as well. So I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And also,
and
mom, you know, again, this
makes me feel better.
You're fading in and out, Pam. You know, and we noticed that on the last time that you talked also. I don't know why, but.
I'll take it off a speaker. Is that better?
Yeah, much better. Much better. Oh, my.
Okay.
Terrific. Okay. The other thing is, you know, related to our EMF protection from the earthing card, there's a video we have in our back office that specifically is so empowering. It's Dr. Cousin, who used to live in Arizona. He's now moved to Israel. but he walks to a 5G broadcaster with two gentlemen go with them, and they test probably every 25 yards. They muscle test for strength, and it is very apparent. One guy was, I guess, world karate champion or something. I mean, really serious guy. Yet every time they got closer to the 5G, he got weaker. You know, both gentlemen got dramatically weaker when they were under the direct impact of that broadcaster, meaning, they were within, feet of where that tower was. They were pathetic. I mean, you could almost blow and they would have fallen over. I mean, they were really
wow.
noticeably weak. And then when he gave them, each time he pulled the card out of his, he pulled the card out of his shirt and passed it to the guys. So they held it and did the testing. It was phenomenal. I mean, such a dramatic, instantaneous benefit. So it's a great video to show people.
Perfect. Thank you. I'm taking notes, Gary. Gary always tells us
great.
To take notes. I got the notes. Thank you, guys.
And those videos, they're archived in your – those videos are archived in your back office, right on your regular website or your self-replicated website. They're also on the team resources page, which is tinyurl.com/sharingtools. And just, since we have so few guests that have, stepped forward boldly and gone where no man, has gone before tonight, and we appreciate them very, very much. But the kind of order of that particular card, tinyurl.com/sharingtools, is at the very top. I have featured four videos that, without the less than 10 minutes in viewing time, in my opinion, nobody can walk away after having watched all four of those without serious doubts as to the fact that this is, definitely something they don't know anything about. I mean, it's unbelievable at how powerful it is, and they've pretty much watched the proof in less than 10 minutes. So that's the first thing. Then the second thing is, every once in a while we run into some people that, may not be, as tuned into their health as they should be, and they may not really be concerned about saving money with, devices like our freshness card, and they may not be concerned about EMF because, whatever reason, they're not, and, it goes on, but they may have a major interest in adding some income. The reality is so many people have been, displaced. Their restaurant where they worked at is gone. I mean, it's gone forever. And, lives are upside down all over the world. And we have an opportunity that anybody that embraces these technologies can, develop part-time, full-time, or legacy income. So it's a sizzle line. It's, just a 2.5-minute message. And you could share that number with anybody that may be looking for extra income. And then below that is a group of videos. Dr. Janine, who is a chiropractor, naturopath, that has been using and advocating these technologies for pretty much as long as anybody has, almost the entire 8 years that the company has existed. And she goes into, a definition of pretty much each and every one of the various modalities so that you can get, just a 2.5-minute, 3-minute overview of the importance of the battery. And then right below that is the area that we have archived all of the readily available videos that, you can review and share with anybody around the world. So that was kind of a long route around the Milberry Bush to get you to that reference, but it is there. There is a reference with a link that takes you right to the Vimeo storage of the videos that are important. And the reason I like that over the main website is that main website has them on YouTube, and therefore when somebody watches one, it may, you know, morph into another video, into another video, into another video, and who knows what those videos are going to be. When you pick it up off the link that is on the Sharing Tools site, you'll see that they just dead end at the end of the video. You know, you have to get back to the individual who invited them to the information if they want more information. I mean, they basically are at a dead end. So hope that helps.
Absolutely. Very helpful. Thank you.
Anytime.
Thank
Would you
Pam.
Like to share with us somebody's, you know, kind of recent experience when they walked into your store based upon, you know, some energy going on in the store?
Oh, yeah, I do have an update. Yes. You know, I talk all the time about being a little busy with, you know, two jobs and blah, blah, blah. So I had shared previously that the suggestion was made that we fill the little blue bottles with the earthen card water, put it in the four corners of our store. So I did that after weeks of hearing that. And upon doing that, our customers came in. They've always loved the energy, but they're excited and, wow, what's changed? And, wow, the energy in here is amazing. And then they were actually buying things. Well, in my busy, busy life, I hadn't gotten around to doing – we have a separate unit, which is our event center. And I was so thrilled and even busier because, you know, our sales had increased, that I didn't get around to doing the event center, which is totally separate. You go out our store door, you walk down the sidewalk, and you go into another unit. And I kept thinking, I should do that over there. I should do that over there. So anyway, finally got to it Thursday night, and we had an event Friday. And that event went so beautifully. We had, well, we normally have, wonderful energy, wonderful experiences had by all. And then Saturday, we had our biggest monthly event, the Psychic Fair. And I'm so glad you reminded me, Irv, because I just have to share this. So we have six different facilitators, and people come in and they sign up for who they want to see. And normally, it gets backed up and one person's running behind and somebody really wants to see that person and it creates a little bit of tension. Never a major problem, but just as the coordinator, a little aggravating at times. So this fair with the bottles filled with the earthen card water in each corner of that event center, it ran like clockwork. We did more sessions than we've ever done in our year and a half since we bought the store. And everything, the flow was amazing. Everyone was full. Everything was timely. Everyone was satisfied. And I said, I can't, you know, say that could just be a coincidence because the flow and the energy was just so beautiful. So, again, a million thanks. I blessed the day that you walked in my store, Irv, and it's just so exciting and fun to keep trying the things that I hear on the call and incorporating that and just making life better for everyone in our little circle. And our circle's growing. So thank you, thank you.
Thank you. All I can say is it's going to get much, much, much better. It's unbelievable that, you know, as we learn more, as we have the opportunity to, you know, kind of gain the insight from other people that are more experimental, more willing to do, you know, various things, it's just overwhelming at where we're going with these modalities and how much impact we could have on the world. The other thing that I really love about all of this is that it's so much fun. I mean, it really is a blast at having the opportunity to introduce somebody to, you know, technologies that no question are going to have major impact on their life in so many different ways. I mean, typically when you introduce somebody to a nutritional component or, you know, an exercise routine or, you know, whatever, it's fulfilling, but nothing to the degree that I'm experiencing now. And virtually everybody that I've introduced this to or that I'm associated, privileged to be associated with that are embracing these technologies, they also feel the same way. It's really awesome.
It is awesome and fun to the nth degree because helping other people really doesn't get any better than that. So
just we need to step up our game.
That's the other thing, mind-blowing. Yeah.
Almost 8 billion people on the planet, and they all need what we know. You know, that's the sad reality of, you know, is there enough time? You know, can we get there? I used to, there was a natural healer that unfortunately has passed in the Detroit, Michigan area. She, Dr. Kefa Weatherspoon, an incredible life force. It was her, you know, intention and her wellness capabilities and influence was so impactful. She had a radio show in the Detroit area. She had a wellness center called the Sankofa Wellness Center, which unfortunately since her demise has closed, and it's, you know, just really a disservice to the planet. But she, when asked, she was interviewed on a radio broadcast one evening, and she was asked, what happens when you come into contact with somebody that isn't receptive to what you're telling them about? And her, you know, response to that, which, you know, has been reinforcing to me is she said, they're just not ready. You know, there are so many people just here in the little local Detroit, Michigan area that I need to reach. I can't do anything with those that aren't ready yet. I will find the people who are listening and willing. And she moved on. And that's what we need to do, you know, with so many people that are unaware of what, you know, we're privileged to tell a few new people about this evening. And every night, it just is almost overwhelming looking at the numbers, you know, 8 billion cell phones on the planet. And you could stand out in a, you know, a public area where people are walking by with their cell phones and just do a little survey to begin to gather interest relative to EMF protection and say, hey, what are you doing to protect yourself, or, you know, yourself and your children from your cell phone and your other electronic gadgets? And they'll look at you like you have, you know, a fifth eye. I mean, they just never heard of such a thing. So we have a real mission ahead of us. And we thank everybody for jumping on board and getting in the water and paddling as quickly as you can.
Absolutely. Richard, do we have anybody else that's pressed one yet?
Yes, we do. Thank you, Pam. 6554. Go ahead.
Hi, everybody. It's me,
hi.
Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi. Hey, Gary. I got my order today, and I'm so excited. I do
fantastic.
Have a question about...
Did you get anything extra in there?
Oh, well, I should say so. I'm telling you, I was totally blown away. My friend that takes care of me, this friend that I have in Nature Frequencies, oh, I tell you what, I am totally impressed. I do have a question about these little spray bottles. This is
yes,
my
ma'am.
First experience with them. Now, there is a gold label on these that says, does that have anything in it? Or is that just a label?
It's good.
that they...
No, that actually is a miniature. You run some water over the earthing part.
Right.
And then if you really want to get a real major impact, set that water on top of a food freshness card, and those around it are little miniature food freshness cards, and then you can do the same little test. That's what they are. They're little miniature freshness cards, and if you put, just like we were telling Pam, if you stick them or if you take a bowl of water and you put run the water over the earthing card into a bowl and just drop the card in there for maybe, you know, 30, 40 minutes and put four of them in a, put them in the corners, you will be amazed at the energy that you're going to feel in that room.
I did that in my bedroom. I don't know. It's
did you feel anything different?
Well, you know, I did.
Did you?
There were things that I was doing that really didn't seem to be serving me very well. But I've always done them, and I thought, well, you know, you're always afraid to change. But I said, there's something different in here, and I have to change what I'm doing. And so I did that. And I want to tell you, the energy that I have now, I'm 84 years old. I do all of my own work. I live on 12.5 acres of land, and I keep everything up. I used to have a guy that, you know, would come and help me, you know, once a month or something. But I've had no help this year. I'm doing it all myself. I'm extremely energetic, even at 84. And now I'm not going to tell you I don't have any discomfort after I've been working out, like, you know, for hours. But if I come in the house and I put a CBD patch and a wow patch or a relief patch on my back, and if I lay down for 30 minutes, it's done. I'm gone. I'm ready to go again. And I used to just have to, you know, take the whole rest of the day off. Or I had to have the guy come and help me with my work. But I'm doing it all myself now. And I'll tell you what. Go ahead.
You wrote an article about 40 years ago on frequencies. And then you do tuning forks and other energy the years. And a lot of people don't even know anything about that.
It's just
absolutely amazing. Yeah.
They just do not understand that we are energy. And I try to explain to them about, you know, how your body will accept this energy that you subject it to with these resonators. Or if it doesn't need it, you know, there's no harm done. But I want to tell you the cumulative effects. Now, I've been doing this since September. And, of course, going through the wintertime, you don't get outside. You don't do all that work. But when this spring started coming on and I started getting out and I thought, you know, I guess I'm going to have to call my buddy to have him come out and work. But, no, I've been doing every bit of it myself. And I absolutely am. I have more energy and more motivation. And I can't tell you how important that is to just be motivated to do the things. But how can you be motivated if you're in pain? I mean,
it's unreal. Now you spent a bunch of money on a little mat. When I talked to you about this, I was telling you that you're going to be amazed at how inexpensive. That we could do compared to that mat, and you probably thought I was crazy.
No, I didn't. I did not, because I understand the energy system. I've been in it for many years, and you are right. I also have a school in Oklahoma City where we teach these kinds of things, and actually our main teaching is Chinese medicine and acupuncture. which also falls into this same quantum, you know, energy pathway. So I know these things, and I understand these things. But someone said a little while ago, you know, some people, when you start talking like this, they look at you like, you know, yeah, right. But I am.
Well, people think you're, you know, you're a witch or something, I think, you know.
I know it.
You know, you're practicing witchcraft or something.
Witchcraft.
You know, it's like, huh? Yeah. You know, they just don't understand.
They don't get it, and you
know
what?
It's not witchcraft. Nope.
They don't want to. They don't want to because they're just so far away from it. But I am looking at myself as a flagship, if you will, for what I'm doing and what it's doing for me. And if I'm going around here at 84 doing everything that most people, even 20 years younger than me, can't even do anymore, that should be a signal and a sign. You know, I don't have to say anything. I'm just having to say, look, you know, I've got all these acres out here, and I've planted over 100 trees out here, and I'm taking care of all these things and all these flower beds and all these gardens and all this stuff I'm doing by myself. And, you know, just the fact that I'm out here and not in a nursing home is enough. It should be enough to get people's attention, right?
Yeah, you'd think. Well,
but
I'm glad you enjoyed
anyway,
the extras that I asked them to put in.
Oh, and I told them to take care of you. Oh, I'm just absolutely delighted. And this is it. You know, when you have goodwill and all of this that comes along with this kind of thing, it just makes it that much better. You know, we have been told we need to love our neighbor. And how can you show any more love than to really help people where they need it the most? And I sure thank
Absolutely.
You, and I want everybody to know what a great system this is and what great people are behind it. They're generous, they're kind, they're loving, and they care. And, you know, that means everything. Just ask anybody who's in their age.
When you open up your school again, you ought to get you some big old bowls, put you some water in them, and drop an earthing cart down there for, you know, about an hour in each one of them, and then stick you some food freshness cards under them, and watch what happens.
I go down there because we're really kind of a hurting right now because people don't want to come in and attend classes. And
I
think if we can change the energy in there and we can get, because we have not closed down. We have considered ourselves essential. And we have continued to have classes and have continued to teach people and continue to treat people when they are having problems. And I think this is just going to just fit right into that program. I'm excited. Thank you so much.
Maybe another month or two when you can get, if you can get a bunch of people, maybe I can twist Irv's arm and take some time off, and maybe Irv and I could come to your school and put on some shows. We'll come live from your studio.
Awesome. That would be awesome.
And,
we would love to have you do that. Because people need to know this, and they need to know they can do this every day in their own home. They don't have to go out to see somebody or make an appointment or pay somebody to do this or that or the other for them. You can do it. You can be your own healer.
And it blows people's minds when you turn around and you tell them to take four bowls of water or the four bottles and put in a corner, and they look at you like, you know, and just like my wife, when she come in, that first time she come in and seen the bowls, you know, because she's been in Virginia, and she looked at it, and she said, there's something different here, and she seen the bowls of water. And she said, why you got all these bowls of water? And I said, you got to keep Gage away from them. And I said, because Gage wants to go to them and drink out of them. And it wasn't about 15 minutes, and she said, the energy in our room is just, it's unreal.
Yeah.
She said, there's no way. And I showed her, and I put them in four in our living room, I did four more in our living room, and I said, now go see. And she just says, wow. You got to try it, ladies and gentlemen. It works. Take your bow.
And I did that in my bedroom, and that has improved my sleep like you wouldn't believe.
Yes, ma'am.
My sleep
and if you'll take your food freshness card and put it under your mattress and put one in your pillow.
I've been doing that.
You learned that
a long time ago. Every night. I never go to bed without my food freshness card and my
works.
I keep my earthen card on me all the time. I'm never anywhere without my earthen card. I love it. Thank you, everybody. I love you all.
Thank you, Elizabeth. You heard another great testimony, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get some other branding partners. We got about 8 minutes. Let's hear a few more. Anybody else, Richard?
Good evening, everyone.
Hey, there's my buddy Scott.
So what do you want to hear this evening?
I want to hear about Nyla.
Nyla is still doing okay. She wears an earthing card on her neck. Because back in November, she was laying on the kitchen, between the kitchen floor and the hallway, and wasn't able to move at all. She was laying there flopping like a goldfish. And so I was literally calling the vet. Wasn't open in the evening that evening, but I was waiting till the next morning, called the vet, and thought I was making arrangements to put her down. But that evening, I, like, freaked out, and I just stuck all – I have a lot of patches, a lot of batteries. So I stuck Nitro on her. I stuck Immunity on her. I stuck Wow on her. And I also – I had probably three or four reliefs on her. Something that's not even out yet. That's Renew. I even had Renew on her also. So I had a lot of stuff on her. And the next day, I'd called the vet and told the vet that she wasn't walking at all. But I wanted to give her a cortisone shot yet to see if that brought her back around to help her out, because we really don't want to put our dog down. So Irvin came then that morning, like around 11, and he went back and saw Nyla. And then later on, I was she was still wasn't moving. When Irv got there, she was just still laying in the backyard. That morning, Teresa and I had to take her to get her to the backyard. We have a dog elevator, but we had to I had a sling under her front legs, and Teresa had one under her back legs, and that's how we got her out to the dog elevator. And then we took her down and, put her out in the yard. Wasn't much you could do. So Irvin came, he went back and seen her, and he come in, and then I was in here making everybody lunch, and our other business partner, Al, he was here, and I said, well, I'm going to go out here, and I give them their sandwiches and stuff. I said, well, I'm going to go out here and check on Nyla. And when I went to go out, Al was like, well, you better go to the front door, because she's standing there looking in the front door, and she's been walking ever since. We change her batteries about once a week. We don't put near that many on her anymore. She has an earthing card in a lanyard sleeve that has holes in it that I put all the holes in it, a lot of holes with a hole punch, and then zip tied it to her dog collar. And so she wears her earthing card all the time, 24/7. It lays at the back of her neck is how it's on there. And then what we do is that there's a plastic sleeve that the earthing card is inside, and on that sleeve that has the holes in it, then that's where I put her batteries at. And right now she has one Relief, Wow, CBD, and Immunity. That's what she has on right now. And she's doing pretty good. Actually, we're going to change them tonight. It needs time to put new ones on. But when she starts to where she's not doing well, she'll start walking sideways. She'll be going sideways, and then it's time to change them. And then you change them, and then within a day and a half, she's back to walking straight again for another week. So that's pretty amazing, folks. I mean, I don't know what you ones think, but and for me, what it's done for me is it totally changed my life. You wake up every morning of your life for 5 years. No exaggeration, 5 years. That's how long it was. And you wake up in the morning and you're either running to the toilet because you're afraid you're not going to make it, and it's either coming out one way or the other. You're either have vomiting or you have the liquidy stool. So that wasn't pleasant. I was really sick of it. And I went to so many doctors and they couldn't figure out anything that was wrong with me other than this something that's pretty common that everyone pretty much knows what it is. So anyhow, the earthing card has taken all that away for me. I wake up in the morning now, and I can be in New Jersey at, you know, 4 in the morning if I need be. Before, I couldn't leave my house. Before I had that earthing card, I couldn't leave my house till like, it was going on lunchtime around noon before I would get my stomach fixed and everything like that. And so it was, you know, it was a very, very ugly life at that point in time. So, and now that's all changed. It's just amazing, you know what I mean? And I don't know, I feel so strong with the cards. I have one in a lanyard that's hangs on my belly and right at my, like at my belly button. And then I have one in my pants pocket as well. Well, actually, I have an older version one too, so I have two in my pants pockets. But no one needs to carry all them. You just need one. I don't know. The more you carry, the better. You're going to be protected from EMF. So I just want to be protected. But and what got me into this business was the relief battery. A friend of mine that lived here in my hometown in Spring Run, Pennsylvania, he wanted me to join this business, and I kept trying to, you know, and I had no interest. I had no interest in getting in any business. I'd done too many before and never got anywhere. Well, I ain't saying I didn't get anywhere, but I never made it as far as I have in this. But he came, so anyhow, he kept bugging, and I wasn't interested. So finally, he gave up on me and then started to go after a friend, a very dear friend of mine, and he's a lot older than I am and a lot, you know, smarter. So I took his, my buddy went to meet him, but he was just going to meet him so he would leave us alone. That was the reason he was going to meet him. And when he got there, and when I knew that our friend Chris was driving a semi-truck to Philadelphia, dropped from Nebraska to Philly and dropping the load and then driving the truck part to Marion, Pennsylvania, which is a 3.5-hour drive one way, I knew that there was something to this. But I still didn't go along to the meeting, which I kind of regret that I didn't do that. So anyhow, Al goes and meets him. Al gets to my house, and he says, so I said, well, did you shut Chris up? And he's like, no, I signed up. I was like, you did what? He said, yeah, man. He said, I joined this business. He said, you're never going to see nothing like this ever again. He said, this is going to replace a lot of medications that's out there. And I was like, what? And he said, well, anyhow, so Chris sent you a sample. I was like, oh, okay. And he says, well, it's supposed to help you with your discomfort in your upper and lower back. And I was like, okay. So he gave the sticker, the batteries to Teresa, and Teresa stuck one on them. Just one, like right where on my back where it looks like somebody kicked me. So anyhow, she stuck one there, and I told him, I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. I said, if this battery helps me, I call them batteries now. Back then I called them stickers, but now they're batteries. So I said, if this battery helps me, I said, I'll join your business tomorrow morning. Let me see how this goes. So I woke up that next morning, and I was like, I got out of bed a little quicker, and I was like, and then I got in the shower, and I wasn't feeling that nagging that I normally felt, discomfort. So I was like, huh. So then when I get out of the shower and I got dressed and I tied my shoes, that was when I knew. So I come out here, and I said to him, I said, Al, I said, well, you ready to get this rodeo started? And so that was June 17th of 2020. And then around in July, I got my earth card. And since then, my life's changed.
Sorry to interrupt. We got 30 seconds. Sorry about that, buddy. We'll have to get you on earlier.
No problem.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Folks, you can see how powerful this is. Thank you, and have a good night.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for joining us. Come back on Wednesday night. Bring some guests and win some resonators. Thank you, everyone. God bless you. And good night, everyone.
Good night.
Great show, Gary and Irv, and everyone else who joined. We really appreciate you. Good night, everyone.
Night.